Welcome.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ, on Pep Talk, and in the studio with me right now is Hannah and Sarah from Fishbine Orthodontics. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks.
Welcome.
Absolutely. So I know you guys are a little bit nervous. Don't be nervous. It's just radio.
It's
just radio.
Yeah.
So first of all, easy question. Tell me about Fishbine Orthodontics.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Hannah. I'll kind of take the lead on that a little bit. I've been working for Fishbine Orthodontics for about 4 years. I started in 2020 during the lockdown, actually. And the reason I joined Fishbine Orthodontics isn't because I just have this crazy love of teeth, although I do, I'm very passionate about oral hygiene. I joined because Fishbine Orthodontics stood out in the community. Mm. I saw that during the lockdown, they were visiting kids in neighborhoods just to, everybody was locked inside the house. So Dr. Fishbine had his Chompers costume mascot going around to the different neighborhoods to bring kids some joy in a very not so joyful time. Mm. And that's pretty much the whole reason I joined and continue to be such an advocate for this company is because of their community outreach.
Absolutely. And they do that through the foundation.
Yes.
So they have the foundation that supports different initiatives. You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a foundation called Fishbine Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what we do is, of course, we are able to create confidence through smiles. And we do that through braces or Invisalign. And we are able to do a couple of different things in the community to help where it's needed. One of the biggest things we do is our Embrace program, which Cat Country is a huge part of. So you can nominate students in need, specifically kids who have been bullied and maybe who don't have a lot of confidence because of their smile and can't afford treatment. Mm-hmm. You can go on Cat Country's website and nominate a student there, and then we can look over the nominations. We pick one student a month who receives completely tree treatment. So that's just braces covered for them. And I definitely know from my own experience the difference that a smile can make. I had really crooked teeth as a kid, and I was really shy as a kid. After I got my braces off, I realized, a smile can go a long way. Mm-hmm. And carry that into my adulthood.
CatCountry987.com is the website where people can learn more about that initiative. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're here today to talk about Carnival for a Cure. Tell me a little bit about that.
So this is our fifth annual event. We are so excited for this. We've historically had it on a Friday, but this year it's going to be on a Saturday. So we're expecting a much bigger turnout this year. All proceeds are going to be benefiting the Raleigh Foundation. So that is a foundation for childhood cancer research. So we learned early on that there isn't a lot of funds that go specifically for childhood cancer research. So that's where Dr. Ben and the Fishbine team jumped into action. And that's why we decided to throw this huge carnival. It's going to be at our Pensacola location right there by the airport. We're taking up the entire parking lot. It's going to be filled with a ton of vendors. A ton of free trunk or treat event, and just a lot of really cool things that you don't want to miss.
Absolutely. So I was reading some of the stats on childhood cancer. They're quite astounding. Tell me about that.
So cancer is the number one disease killer of kids in America. When you really think about that, no parent should have to see their child go before them. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. And to know that we already know that cause, what can we do to help? We can't just stay by and be like, oh, well, that's just it. Because of how underfunded the research is specifically for childhood cancer, really the only way to combat it is through funds. So you can do that, maybe not by yourself, but through things like our carnival. We are small, but in numbers, we're great.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we raised $8,000 for a rally. And this year, because we're doing it on a Saturday, and we're hoping this is our biggest one, we're hoping our goal is $10,000 to give to a rally.
Wonderful.
We're hoping. We're going to get there.
Awesome. And I was looking at the stats again. And it says 46 kids are diagnosed with cancer each school day. I mean, that's a wow number.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I know one of the statistics was saying that it's about like 14,000 children are going to be diagnosed this year between the ages of 0 to 19 years old. That's an astounding number.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. And chances are, if you don't personally know somebody, you know someone who knows someone who has been affected by childhood cancer.
Yeah. My nephew up in Michigan, when he was 16, was diagnosed with cancer. And fortunately, he beat it. He's a pastor now out in Seattle. Amazing. But it was a scary, scary time for all of us, including my sister and her husband.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of the outcomes for these kids are not as positive as that. So whatever we can do to help, we've got to rally for these kids.
Mm-hmm. So Carnival for a Cure is coming up. Tell me more about the vendors that are going to be there.
Yes. So we have a ton of different vendors. We have WIM Cotton Candy. We love them. You could probably find them at every Saturday market. We have Maker's Coffee. They have a location right there downtown. He's bringing his cart. The food trucks. We got Chick-fil-A. We have Monster Cone Pensacola. We have a ton of different bounce houses there. We got face painting. If you want a permanent bracelet, Golden Gypsy will also be there doing it at a discounted price. So can't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's games there too.
That's right.
Yes. We also have live music by Jordan Chase in the band.
Oh, nice.
If you've never heard him, definitely come out for that. He's definitely become one of my favorite bands, and I'm proud to say he's local.
What kind of music does Jordan play?
He does kind of a mix of soul, kind of old school R&B, but definitely like modern. I don't really know. It's really nice. It's nice.
Yep.
He was a contestant on, I might quote this wrong, but I know he was a contestant on The Voice for sure. Mm. And I think the other one was
American Idol, right?
I think it was as well. For sure, nice. The Voice. And then there was another one as well. But yeah.
Awesome. So there's different attractions there as well. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we are expecting quite a few trunk or treats, and that's free for all attendees there. They're all by local businesses, so come out and enjoy all the free candy from that. We also have the Jurassic Crew coming out. I know a lot of you have probably seen the really realistic dinosaurs that have been going around Pensacola. My husband and I were behind one of the trailers, and it was really dark.
Mm.
I could not believe my eyes when I saw a dinosaur kind of like wiggling in front of me.
Were the eyes going back and forth?
Yeah, it was actually pretty scary, especially at night when you're not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Jurassic Crew, and we also have, of course, the bounce houses, like we said, face painting, a balloon animal guy. We've got just tons and tons of things. Yeah. It'll be a really great time.
Absolutely. So you have different community partners that are part of this. Anybody that you want to highlight?
Yeah, we've got, let me think off the top of my head who we've got here. Thank you. Well, we've got a couple of ones. The Children's Home Society is a big one. That is one that we've been partnered with for the past year. And if you're not familiar with the Children's Home Society, they help kids in need, specifically kids who, if they didn't have intervention, could be in, not so great a place.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually help them with our Embrace Foundation that we've talked about earlier, and they'll be present there. We've got Texas Roadhouse that's always doing great things in the community.
Oh, yeah.
I know they've actually got a trunk or treat tonight, I believe, and so they're going to come out to our carnival as well, so come and see them. And, we've got Cat Country coming out, too.
Awesome.
I don't know if you heard of them.
I don't know. I think they're across the hall.
Yeah.
They might be our neighbors. Perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and agent fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose. To open your mind. To sample a little bit of everything. To enjoy some culture. Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Beachoween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beachoween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beachoween.
Trick or treat!
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on. Start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. With me in studio is Hannah and Sarah from Fishbine Orthodontics. We are talking about Carnival for a Cure and the date on Carnival for a Cure and location one more time for those just joining us.
Absolutely. So come out to our Carnival for a Cure this Saturday, October 19th from 3 to 7.
All right. And where is that going to be?
This is going to be at 4900 Marketplace Road. It's our main location behind Cordova Mall.
All right. Perfect. So I know you're going to have food trucks there. Talk to me about the food trucks.
Yeah, we've got good old Chick-fil-A coming out. It was a big hit last year. Mm-hmm. And we actually had a surprise guest singer. For one of the guys that was running the food truck had an excellent voice. That was really fun. He came out and started singing with Jordan Chase and the band. So that was really fun. You never know what you expect at the Carnival.
Yeah.
No, it was really fun. Because he came out and gave me my 8-count chicken nugget and went straight to the stage and started performing. So
yes,
phenomenal.
That was amazing. That was amazing. And then we've got Monster Cone, a local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never had Monster Cone, you definitely need to try. Honestly, my favorite is their classic just vanilla soft serve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes me just a plain Jane, but it is good.
Mm.
So come out for that. They are amazing. They've been supporting us for several years now, and they're a staple in the community. We see them all over the Gulf Coast as well.
Yeah, and the kids love ice cream.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
That's awesome. Okay, so the costume contest.
Yeah, so it starts at 3:30. It is hosted by Cat Country, so definitely get there a few minutes before to sign up for it. But the winner of each category actually gets a cash prize. So we're doing a couple of different categories. So we have 5 and under, 6 to 10, and then adults, and then groups.
Okay. What kind of costumes are we seeing in the past? What's hot right now?
Oh, my goodness. What was our favorite one?
Last year, we actually had two dogs. So we had one big golden and one tiny. I don't remember what breed it was, but they were both dressed like hot dogs. That was too cute.
It was really cute.
We had a Batman last year for the little like toddler category. That was so cute. I mean, really anything and everything goes. It's Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get creative. And yeah, we have cash prizes for the winners.
Yeah, superheroes are big in our family. So we've done the Marvel characters. I've been Thor. I've been Batman.
Love it.
My wife has been Catwoman. You know, my girls have been Spider-Man and Supergirl and all that
amazing
stuff. So
amazing.
Yeah. So what other costumes are you seeing out there?
We've seen pretty much everything under the sun. Last year, my daughter was Boo
from Monsters Incorporated. And the year before that, she was a dumpling. So really anything goes.
Nice. Oh, nice. One of my favorite ones, it's like a big blow-up T-Rex suit. And he was just standing 10 feet tall. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that is it first, second, third place? Is that how the prizes work?
Yeah, so we're going to do cash prizes. And so depending on which one, yeah, it'll vary on that. And we do a group costume too as mm-hmm. well, so that would be really fun. So you don't have to do solo if you don't want to. You can grab a couple of friends and do the group costume.
Mm-hmm. Do attendees need wristbands to attend?
So the event is free. Okay. However, we do have a couple of items that will give you unlimited access if you purchase the $10 wristband. And just a note, the $10 wristband, the proceeds go directly to Rally Foundation. So that's how we're raising some money there. And so you can be rest assured that's going straight to Rally. And again, last year we raised $8,000. But that $10 wristband is going to give you unlimited access to bounce houses, face painting, and unlimited cotton candy and popcorn.
That is awesome. So tell me about the fundraising goal one more time. It's
last year we had 8,000. This year we're trying to do 10,000.
Okay. And so I know that you also have some sponsors that are helping out with us at the event this year. Did you want to highlight them as well?
We've got quite a few local businesses that are going to be trunk or treat vendors. So we've got Bagelheads. We've got Logo Motion. We've got Pensacola State Dental coming out. We've got, what are a couple other ones that we've got here?
Everyday Nutrition. They have the yummy teas and shakes. And then she's going to be bringing some protein cake pops actually this year. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we've got quite a few people coming out for sure. It's going to be a really good time.
That's awesome. And you mentioned that 100% of the proceeds are going to 100% Rally Pensacola.
Yes, absolutely.
That and then the Fishbine Foundation is actually matching whatever proceeds we raise during this event.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot emphasize enough, like, please come out, get the wristband, get all the fun things. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to help this cause, you know, childhood cancer, this is the best way to do it. You're going to have a fun time, and your dollar is going to double because Fishbine is going to match that.
Mm-hmm. Is Rally Pensacola going to be out there, and will there be some of the kids that they support?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, as soon as you come through our entrance, you're going to see two tents. One is our Fishbine Orthodontics tent, where you can purchase the $10 wristband, and another is the Rally tent, and they can give you great information about who they are, what they do, in statistics about all childhood cancer related items.
Mm-hmm. And I know your team's had a little bit of time to spend with the Rally folks as well at the hospital, correct?
Yes, we've done quite a few things in the past. We've been working with Rally Foundation for
over 5 years now. Yeah.
About 5 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, working with them has been a huge blessing to see what they can do.
That is awesome. All right, we'll be back with more pep talk right after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season, and we've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the decision by the Escambia Board of County Commissioners to move forward with one deal on OLF-8 and what that means, especially as we head to a changeover of the board soon. Shared a little bit of the drama in Days of Our Milton, things that happened at the city council meeting last week. Should the city of Pensacola have a Celebrate Government Week or not? Kind of an interesting question. All that, plus the Argos football game over the weekend. Catch all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. In studio with me is Hannah and Sarah from Fishbine Orthodontics, and we're talking about Carnival for a Cure, which is coming up this weekend. And Carnival for a Cure, obviously we're doing this to raise awareness about childhood cancer. So tell me a little bit about some of the kids that you've met in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Two come to my mind. One is Carson Barnes. He was actually the son of one of our assistants who worked with us at Fishbine. And what an amazing kid. He was just a light. I remember specifically, this was even, I believe it was before his diagnosis. He had a birthday coming up. And the only thing he wanted for his birthday, he asked his mom if he can come and get his braces. Mm-hmm. And his mom was so excited and had set up his chair to have like balloons and banners and everything. And I just remember like, what a cool kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he was just so proud of where his mom worked. That's where he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And when he got the diagnosis, that hit us as, you know, we definitely are obviously a company, but we see each other very much as family.
Mm-hmm.
And when that diagnosis came about, that hit us all very hard.
Yeah, I bet.
Sure. So unfortunately, he did pass from childhood cancer, but he was just an amazing kid. And I think his story has really touched a lot of people to do something because, you know, he had such a bright life. And for that to kind of, you know, gone like that, people were like, wait, could I have done something?
Mm-hmm.
Could I have done something? You know, and it's not too late, even though his story is there. You know, we can continue his legacy through things like Carnival,
mm-hmm.
you know. And last year we had a student there, and I'm going to keep her name anonymous for this one.
Absolutely.
But she had also been diagnosed with cancer. Thankfully, she was in remission. She's doing really well, that mm-hmm. I know of. Her entire softball team came out to support her last year at the carnival, and we gave her a little gifts. And her parents were just so touched because, you know, kids get that diagnosis and their whole world's crumbling, and any kind of sense to normalcy is great. So being able to go to a carnival and have fun with your friends, that's childhood, right?
Absolutely.
So if we can help them and kind of get some of that childhood joy back,
mm-hmm.
that's what this carnival is all about. Yes, it's a fun time for everyone, but the heartbeat behind it is so much more than the candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than just costumes. This is about childhood cancer and what we can do just as a whole group to truly the name rally for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't do much, but we can do a lot for them.
Absolutely. We have 30 seconds left. So one more time, date, location of the event.
All right. So please come out to visit us at Carnival for the Cure this Saturday, October 19th from 3 to 7. This is at 4900 Marketplace Road behind Cordova Mall.
vendors, games, food trucks, entertainment, costume contests, bounce houses, face painting, and a whole lot more. So we'll see you out there, right?
See you there,
guys. All right, thank you.